This is Miss Suffer of SufferMyDesire.com. You know, I love a good mindfuck. I truly, truly do. Other than a few rare instances, situations that cause mental torment excite me far more than anything that's explicitly graphic. Unless that graphic material features James Dean. Then I am down to watch it. He's my current favorite male porn star, and I can't see that changing anytime soon. He is the antithesis of men in porn, which is likely what makes me enjoy him so much. For me, he would be the perfect bull stud to cuckold someone with. Cuckoldry is not only extremely fascinating, it's a great deal of fun to engage in. I vacillate between which type I like the most. When the man is resistant and I rub his face in it. Or when he's begging me to please take another man's cock. Either scenario is really a win for me. I've been toying with this local sub for a few months, and he certainly falls in the latter category. I'd taken some time to explore the recesses of his mind and knew that he was practically salivating at the idea of getting to fluff or to possibly be rewarded with a cream pie. He's never been allowed to see me fully nude, let alone touch me in an erotic manner, so he was nearly out of his mind with anticipation about it. That was rather amusing to me. So, of course, I let him think that it was going to play out just like his wet dream fantasy. I merely nodded and smiled as he bounded about like an overexcited puppy, while I laid my mental plans to pull the rug out from underneath his feet. Though purists in the art of sensory deprivation will be left feeling unfulfilled, a modified scenario of that is what I had in mind for he who longed to be humiliated. When the appointed time rolled around, the cuck was there eagerly 10 minutes early. I had the bull stud answer the door shirtless, all the better to show off his physique. At my instruction, he told Cucky that Mistress doesn't like early birds, and he was made to wait on the doorstep for about 20 minutes. Then it was showtime, and he was allowed inside. I was dressed in a corset, bikini panties, thigh-high fishnets, and a sexy pair of high-heeled ankle boots. I really wish I would have taken a picture of the look on his face. I made him strip in the living room, and then I put a blindfold on him. After that, I led him back to my bedroom, all the while commenting on how well my stud was built, and how much I knew that Cucky was going to love seeing him plunge in and out of me. I got the expected reaction, and his own unit was sticking due north. Once I got him into the bedroom, I positioned him to lower himself onto a wooden chair that was facing away from the bed. I'd had Stud make himself useful, and he'd brought in a mini stockade that I have. Before Cucky knew what hit him, I'd pushed his head forward, had each wrist in place, lowered the upper half of the device, and locked it into place. Then I took his blindfold off, and the real fun began. Stud and I made out in front of Cucky for a bit, while I took great pleasure in pointing out the obvious. He wasn't going to be allowed to watch me get fucked, nor could he participate in any way, including stroking himself. This caused a great deal of whimpering, which prompted me to grin, as I had a great idea. I took off my panties that had stud-induced dampness, and I stuffed them in Cucky's mouth. I waved a pair of noise-canceling headphones in front of him and threatened to put them on him so that he couldn't even hear the action. He quieted down after that. Then I proceeded to get gloriously nailed. And we both had fun taunting Cucky about his predicament. For added fun, at the end of the night, when I unlocked him to send him home, I made him lick at the wet spots on the sheets. There wasn't that much that was still wet by that point in time, but it was such fun to see him lap so furiously, pressing his tongue to the cotton. So, what do you think, cuckold enthusiasts? Would you enjoy being tortured in that manner when you knew that your greatest sexual desire, your biggest fantasy ever, was taking place right behind you, but that you couldn't do a thing to turn around to see it? I know I would enjoy torturing you in that way. This is Miss Suffer, and when you're ready to enjoy some cuckold fantasies, you can call me at 888-491-0752.